Brothers, please be mindful of those who are still performing their salat and please come to the front, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Come closer to the front, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Come closer, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Inshallah, the more closer we sit, inshallah, the more we will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل. ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel, greater than anything with greatness. More majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, or more glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Ala inna lillahi man fi samawati wa man fi al-ard. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is khaliq. Dhalikumullahu rabbukum. Dhalikumullahu rabbukum. لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء. Look at the emotive manner in which Quran calls out. This is Allah. Who is Allah? Allah is your Rabb. What is Rabb? We pick up a translation: sustainer, nourisher, provider. However, these expressions in English don't do justice to explaining these terminology. Allah is Rabb. Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah, great mufassir, he explains this term Rabb. He says, that Zat and that being that took you from a state of non-existence, you didn't exist. He granted you wujud and existence. Normally, human beings may feel they are giving existence to things. There wasn't a chair, you manufactured a chair. There wasn't carpet, you manufactured carpet. However, the integral difference, human beings do not create. They do what we call sana. Take something, reshape it to something else. Work on wood and produce something. Work on textile and produce something. Work on material and produce something. This is sana. Khaliq is only Allah. What is the difference? Allah doesn't need raw material. There wasn't sand, Allah created the desert. There wasn't a stone or a pebble, Allah created the mountains. There wasn't a droplet of water, Allah created the oceans. There wasn't a wisp of air, Allah brought the raging tornadoes, this entire environment into existence. In this, Allah is unique, Allah is Khaliq. Allah creates without raw material, Allah creates from nothingness. Innama أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Allah's affair, Allah's decree is such, when Allah decides something, كن be فيكون. Quran uses the word fa, fa بمعنى الفور. Without any delay, no lapse in time, Allah commands be and immediately, instantly it becomes. This is further explained in another verse, وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. What is the gap between Allah's decision and existence? What is the gap or the delay between Allah commanding something to come into existence and it coming into existence? What is the gap? The first verse, kun, be and it becomes. Quran says that also is incorrect. That also doesn't truly explain it. Allah says our affair, kalamhil basar, is like the blinking of an eyelid. That also blinking of an eyelid for your and my understanding. Because we tend to associate speed with the blinking of an eyelid. However, for Allah, huwa aqrab, no faster than the blinking of an eyelid. Faster. Allah's creation, la tu'ad wa la tuhsa. You cannot count, nor can you even contemplate. Every sifat, every quality of Allah is limitless. Child is born, we are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first words you whisper into the child's ear, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Just now the muazzin, Allah's caller, called out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. More than 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. More than 95% of people of iman heard Allahu Akbar. And this did not cause them to leave their endeavors and come to the masjid. This Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described, he explained, this type of mindset, when it will enter humanity, he said, Al-Jafa, Al-Jafa, Kull Al-Jafa, Al-Jafa, Kull Al-Jafa. This is the height of arrogance, the height of zulm, the height of oppression. Ask somebody today, what is zulm and oppression? Crime, murder, raping, looting, usurping the rights of others, trampling upon the rights of others. Yes, that is zulm and oppression. But what is the height of zulm? Somebody came and asked, Ayyu dhambi a'azam? Ayyu dhambi a'azam? Ya Rasulullah, what is the greatest crime any man can commit? What is the highest form of oppression? What is the greatest wrong anyone can commit? Allah's Rasul said, Al-Ishraku Billah, to ascribe partners with Allah. In other words, Allah's wahdaniyat, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, when this heart becomes devoid of it, this expression, Allahu Akbar, the child is born, this is the first thing that is whispered in the ear. What does it mean? You pick up a translation, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Ulama say this expression was reserved for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No other ummah before this would praise Allah with these terms, Allahu Akbar. What does it mean? Allahu Akbar, Allah Akbar, comes from the word kabir, big, bigger, biggest. Allah is the most biggest. Is that what it means? Earth is small, Allah is big. Sky is small, Allah is big. Sun is small, Allah is big. Is this what Allahu Akbar means? Bedouin walks into Masjid Nabawi. When I say Bedouin, Arab, desert dweller. He hasn't been to school or university, no academic education. Hasn't learned quantum physics. Or hasn't learned calculus or complex mathematical equations. Lived his life in a desert. No education. But this was a different type of ilm. This was a different type of knowledge. Today, Allah forgive us, my respected brothers, we don't even understand what is knowledge. You ask somebody today, what is ilm, what is knowledge? They tell you school and university. Or some thesis somebody wrote. Or to study something. The first fundamental requirement of ilm and knowledge is that it has to be the absolute truth. For something to be ilm and knowledge, there cannot be doubt, there cannot be ambiguity, there cannot be falsehood, otherwise it is not knowledge. I am not saying it. When Allah introduces the Quran, what does Allah say? Dhalikal kitab, this is the book. And what is the first claim the Quran makes? This is that book, this is that kalam. Yudillu bihi kathira, wa yahdi bihi kathira. Allah says, we will deviate many with it and we will guide many with it. Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. This is that kalam that is such a blessing. My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shafi'un mushaffa, mahilun musaddaq, man ja'alahu amamahu saqahu ila al-jannah, wa man ja'alahu khalfahu qadahu ila al-nar, o kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm digressing. Before I translate this, Sayyidina Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would sit in front of the grave, he would cry. For us to understand and appreciate who actually should be crying. Who is Usman? Usman is that personality on the occasion of Tabuk, 1/3 of the army's expenses one person gave. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appreciated the financial contribution of Usman to such an extent that Sahaba say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up the coins that Usman gave, flipped it between his fingers and said, Ma darra Uthman, Allah ya'mala ba'da. From now till he dies, if Usman doesn't do another good deed, Jannat is wajib for him. This is that personality, Dhun Nurain, owner of two lights, two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, given in the nikah of Sayyidina Usman, one after the other. This is that personality. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relaxing at home, alayhi mirtun, it comes in the riwayat, he had a blanket over his knees. There's a knock on the door. Sahabi is seeking permission for an audience with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is it? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He's given permission. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam deals with his matter. He goes away. Little while later, Ghaliban Sa'd bin Malik comes. Same thing. Knock at the door. Announces himself. He's given an audience. He goes away. Little while later, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then a little while later, there's a knock. Now it is Usman. All our lives can be sacrificed. This ummah will never repay the debt of our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She opened up in front of us. She opened up in front of us the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The life inside the home. How we are supposed to behave as a husband, as a father. What our conduct is supposed to be. I'm using the word supposed because unfortunately, our understanding of devotion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam today has become illa mashallah lip service. Main to aashiq e rasool. Main to huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam par fida hu. Very quickly we make claims. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lay my life down for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will defend the honor of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the court of Allah, kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of Iman. In the court of Allah, that love and that devotion will count or will be acceptable or will be a form of najat and salvation that translates itself into obedience. Mere lip service is not sufficient. It has to translate itself into obedience. That is love. And that we see when we turn the clock back 14 centuries, Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikhtarahum Allahu li suhbati nabihi. That jamaat that was chosen for the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking of Usman, I'm digressing, I'll give one example. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the occasion of Hudaybiyah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, they posed no threat. They tied the ihram, they proceeded for Umrah to Makkah Mukarramah. On the way they are stopped, not allowed to make Umrah. Usman radiallahu anhu, I'm just mentioning the history briefly. Usman radiallahu anhu is appointed because of his position amongst even the disbelievers of Makkah. They revered and honored him. And they had a great deal of respect for him. So he goes as the emissary of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Makkah. And on that occasion, when the news comes, at that point it was incorrect that the Quraysh of Makkah had violated basic rules of engaging and discourse to such an extent that they had slaughtered or they had martyred Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. It hadn't happened. It was incorrect, the news. But when that news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such was the effect, such was the position that Usman enjoyed in the eyes of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my Nabi took an oath of allegiance on the hands of every one of the Sahaba that were there in Hudaybiyah, that they will sacrifice their lives to honor the death of Usman. And on that occasion, the verses of the Quran came down with regards to that Jamaat of Hudaybiyah. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ لَقَدْ. This is emphasis upon emphasis. Without a doubt. رَضِيَ is past tense. This is one of the rules of eloquence. When you are speaking, something is happening or about to happen, you are supposed to speak in the present tense. Quran speaks in the past tense. In other words, don't doubt this. It is already set in stone. Radiyallah, Allah is happy with every one of your companions. When they took the oath of allegiance at your hands. Coming back, Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Makkah Mukarramah as the emissary of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he enters, his clothing is halfway between the knee and the ankle. Today when this exhortation is given, when this encouragement is given by mold yourself in the color of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nothing more superior than one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this encouragement is given, dress like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dressed, appear like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared, imitate Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then mashallah, we become academic thinkers. Islam is a contemporary religion. Islam keeps up with the times. That was the camel age, this is the space age. We have to be acceptable in social circles. Under the guise of all that, what is it? Asal baat nafs nahi maande. The nafs doesn't want to follow the sunnah. So we will make all sorts of fancy excuses. And then the mashallah, we become very academic thinkers. So when the actual exhortation is made by follow sunnah, practically follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we say it's not necessary. Why is not necessary? We say because my inside is clean. My heart is pure. Inside is clean. So why the outside has to be the same? Important is inside. These are the type of logical arguments that are put forward. Somebody asks you for a glass of water, and mashallah, you were preparing some food, and our Indo-Pak dishes, ghee and butter and oil, this is lazim. So the fingers are messed. So he picks up a glass. The outside is full of sludge, of oil, and the mess of what he was preparing. Inside the water is very clean. It's pure. He presents it to you. You won't want to take that glass also. Why? Look at the manner in which it is presented. Outside is dirty, is filthy. So what we say, no, the inside is clean. As if that is sufficient. Under the guise of that being the camel age, this is being the space age and rocket age. Under the guise of Islam being a contemporary religion, keeping up with the times. This is what Allah tells us in the Quran, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Yahud and the Nasara, Ahle Batil, will never be satisfied with you until they don't have a problem with the name Muhammad and Imran and Yusuf. What do they have a problem? They have a problem in what is your culture, what is your values, what is your way of life. How do you present yourself? Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah wrote a kitab. He called it Aqsamul Quran. An entire kitab just describing the oaths that Allah took in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. Allah doesn't need to take any al-qasam oath. But interspersed throughout Quran, Allah's shafaqah, Allah's compassion, Allah's kindness, Allah on certain issues took oaths and qasam. Sometimes one qasam, wal asr, by the oath of time. Some places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala takes two qasams together. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. Some places Allah Ta'ala takes three qasams, sometimes four qasams. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدْ وَمَشْهُودِ. One place Allah takes five qasams. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. Of all the qasams Allah takes in the Quran, this great scholar of Islam, he says the first qasam, if you look the sequence of Quran, the first qasam and oath that Allah takes, and he says it is the most beautiful qasam that Allah takes in the Quran, where Allah says, Fala wa rabbik. Fala wa rabbik. There is no easy way to translate this. Allah's shan, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal is wara'ul wara'. There are no parables or examples with Allah. But literally translated, Fala wa rabbik. Allah is addressing who? Rabbika. Allah is addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how does Allah address him? Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am taking qasam. I am taking an oath on myself. But as an expression of the eloquence of Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَالَى. There are no parables with Allah. This is just for our understanding. It is as if Allah divides himself into two parts. One part Allah separates from himself. The other part Allah links with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then this part addresses that part and says, by the oath of your Rabb. By the qasam of your Rabb, who the Rabb of Muhammad? Who is the Rabb of Muhammad? Allah. Allah is taking qasam on himself. But Allah doesn't say that I take qasam on myself. Allah says I take qasam on the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who is Allah addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? By the oath of your Rabb, O my beloved, لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. Know and understand, space age, rocket age, camel age, whenever, whoever, wherever, geographically, geopolitically, no matter how far mankind may advance intellectually, scientifically, whether they walk on the moon or whether they walk on Mars, from now till Qiyamah, their iman, their deen, their life, their way of life, their culture will never ever be accepted in Allah's court until 100% they do not present themselves to me in your mood. Hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara bainahum. You and your way of life and your teachings have to be the decider in every dispute, every choice. How must I dress Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How must I speak Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How must I smile Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What am I supposed to be as a father? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a mother? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example. As an employer? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a doctor, a lawyer, a ruler, a leader, a follower. Every aspect of their life, yuhakkimuk, they must follow you. You are the decider, otherwise their iman will never be accepted. And must they force themselves? No. Allah says, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. There must not be one iota of reservation in their hearts. لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ. Not one iota of reservation. Not this maghloob mentality. Not this inferiority complex. Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, in the court of a king, a morsel of food falls down. In the court of a king, picks it up, cleans it, puts it into his mouth. Someone taps him, realize where you are. There's protocol. You are in the court of a king, a ruler. What is the response? What is the retort? أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِهَوْلَى الْحُمَقَى. Do you want me to abandon the sunnah of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of these stupid, ignorant fools? Nothing is superior. Nothing is culture. Nothing is dignity. Nothing is honor unless it is covered and colored in the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضي. No reservation. And then Allah says, ويسلموا تسليما. ويسلموا تسليما. They must hand themselves 100% over to the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If not, if they fail to do that, if there is even an iota of reservation, then by the qasam of the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their iman will never be accepted. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim says this is the most beautiful qasam of the Quran, and this is the first qasam of the Quran. If we look at the sequence of Quran, this is the first qasam. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I digress, unfortunately, my respected brothers, today, such is the effect of the system of batil around us, that we have become apologetic Muslims. We have become Muslims that are ashamed of Sunnah, as if what they have is superior to what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. Na'uzubillah. And under this banner, we have adulterated, interpolated, and changed the Sunnah of Rasulullah to make it palatable and acceptable to others. Mawlana Yunus Poona Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with noor, he gives a humorous example to explain this. He says there was one person, his pants was too long. So he went to his wife and he told her, you know what, my pants is too long, will you shorten it a little bit, cut off 1 or 2 inches. So maybe it was the wrong time of the month, mood wasn't right. So she got irritated. You keep troubling me. Go ask your mother to do it. So nevertheless, goes to his mother. Mother also is not in a good mood. All your life I did everything for you. Now you got a wife, you're still troubling me. He goes to his sister, she answers in the same vein as the mother. Eventually he gives up, hangs his pants, goes to lie down, making siesta, afternoon nap. Little while later, the wife's conscience pricks her. So she walks past, she sees the pants hanging. It wasn't a difficult request, but it's just taken me 1 or 2 minutes. So nevertheless, she takes the pants down, cuts off 1 or 2 inches, hangs it back. Little while later, the mother passes. She sees the pants, she takes it down, she cuts off a few inches and hangs it back. Then the sister passes. She sees the pants, she takes it down, she cuts off another few inches, puts it back. So when he wakes up, instead of long pants, now he's got short pants. In other words, what has remained has absolutely no resemblance with what the original was. In Allah's court, that deen will be accepted which is pure. That way of life and that culture will be accepted which is pure. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Matloob and demand and prerequisite of Shariat is not kasrat amal, it's not doing a lot. Husn, beauty, perfection. Ahsinu, ahsinu. Allah says, present your deen to me in the most beautiful form. And understand, when we talk of husn and beauty, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. لَقَدْ, again, emphasis upon emphasis. كَانَ, past tense, another level of emphasis. لَكُمْ, this package is only for you, for no one else. Fourth level of emphasis. Then fee. Fee in this context technically is incorrect. You put something into a container. Fee Rasulillah. What does it mean? Enter into the Rasul of Allah. In other words, drown yourself in the Rasul of Allah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Beauty, beauty, perfection, the pinnacle, the height, uswa and qudwa and role model and example is nothing and nothing but Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ahsinu, Allah commands you and I, perfect your deen, make it husn, make it beautiful. Don't stagnate, don't let it be stuck at one level. Ahsinu, strive for excellence. Strive for excellence. And I'm digressing again, my respected brothers. This, unfortunately, the striving for excellence we understand in academic fields. Anybody who is inordinately intelligent, parents are always driving the child, do better, do better, do better. Achieve excellence. Human beings are wired like that. We are constantly competing with one another. And make no mistake, there's nothing wrong with competition. When Allah made you such, when Allah designed you such, when Allah wired you in such a way that naturally, instinctively you compete, Shariat will never stop you from competition. Because Deen and Shariat does not command you and I with what is against our nature. Islam is deen of fitrat. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas alayha. Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Naturally, we are born with a natural inclination to obey Allah and His Rasul. This is our nature. It's a different matter we polluted later on for abawahu yuhawidanihi or yunasiranihi or yumajisanihi. Rasulullah said it is the zalim parents that take their child towards Yahudiyat and Nasraniyat and Majusiyat. It is those zalim parents that introduce those instruments in the home. Today you walk into a Muslim home, what's the first thing you see? That plasma screen. They say high resolution definition. Millions of pixels, curved plasma screen. In reality, it is cutting away, cutting away, slashing away at the very essence of modesty and haya. Father, mother and children sitting together looking at zina taking place. So that haya and shame has become an unknown entity. I was speaking of Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He enters Makkah Mukarrama. His clothing is halfway between the knee and the ankle. A few years ago there was an so-called Islamic conference in one of the first world countries. Like we said, forces of batil have no problem with you having Muslim names and appearance. The attempt will be to move you away from what is the essence of Islam. And understand, my respected brothers, understand it or don't understand it, accept it or don't accept it. When you look at the seerah of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it is Islam, if it is deen, if it is sunnah, there will always be two things. There will always be two things if it is sunnah. One is simplicity and the other is modesty. Haya and sadgi. This is sunnah. And if these two things are not there, give it whatever name you want. Call it Islam. Say I'm having a Muslim wedding also. Invite everybody on that card. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Write Surah Fatiha there if you want to. And make all the du'as of barakat that you want. But if these two things are not there, whether it's your nikah, whether it's your home, whether it's your dressing, whether it is any aspect of your life, if haya and sadgi are not there, it can never be sunnah. Can't be. It's not sunnah. These are like shining jewels that we see in the life of Rasulullah. In every aspect, he brought himself to a level where his deen and way of life was accessible to everyone. No excuse remained for anyone. Brought himself right down to that level. أَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبًا وَفِضَّةً. He said, my Rabb offered me to turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold and silver. We'll follow you wherever you go. فَأَبَيْتْ. I said, no, my Allah. He chose this. Now and then to show permissibility, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala brings a very expensive cloth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi doesn't break his heart, accepts it, puts it on also to show permissibility, and then immediately gives it away. His actual practice, particularly marriage, he said, Shadi, mafhum of the hadith, Sadi, supposed to be simple. Just before coming here, I met one brother, one friend of mine. He said, Maulana, you must attend my daughter's nikah in December. I said, when you fixed her? When she got fixed up? He said, 2 years ago. 2 years ago. What are you doing by tayari kar rahe? 2 years. Preparing for nikah. I said, why are you making your son-in-law suffer like that? Why? And then what preparation? I said, no, the hall, function, this, that, we have to arrange all that. Buying things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Keeping up with the James and Jones of society. My ulama say, the more difficult and the more expensive we make nikah, the more difficult and the more expensive we make nikah, zina will spread in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nikah is supposed to be simple. Inna aazaman nikahi barakatan aysaruhu mauna. One is our culture, one is the culture of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is what he taught us. Nevertheless, first world country, so-called Islamic conference, they had refreshment served by young teenage girls. They were dressed with jeans and body-hugging t-shirts, which left nothing to the imagination. And on the t-shirt was emblazoned the message, if you think that I am hot, then the fire of hell is hotter. In the name of Islam. This type of Islam, wallah, batil will have no problem with. What are the seeds that we are planting in our homes? Where is the culture of haya and simplicity? This is why our elders, this is they lament and they cry. This is not some tabligh jamaat or some organization or some numbers game or some agenda. This is a cry and lament that established the halaqat of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sit with the family, take out the time. Today we got no time. I'm digressing again, my respected brothers. This one verse of the Quran is almost an analysis of what is going on today with the ummah. Where Allah Ta'ala says, La takunu kalladhina nasullaha fa'ansahum anfusahum. Don't become like those who forgot Allah, who've got no time for Allah. Don't become like those who have got no time for Allah, who forgot Allah. Because Allah's azab will come. Allah's azab in this world, on this ummah, is not actually azab, it's Allah's mercy. So that you make tawbah. What is the wake-up call? What is the reminder that will come from Allah? Not the whoop of Aad or the screeching of the angels or earthquake. First azab, Quran tells us, ansahum anfusahum, forget Allah. Allah will make you forget yourself. You will live a meaningless existence. What we call the bagdor, the rat race of dunya. Chasing and chasing and chasing. Classical example of that is the cell phone. What was supposed to be an instrument of necessity has overtaken the life. Ruling us. Ask ourselves from morning till night how many times we looked into the cell phone. From morning till night today, how many times we looked into the Quran? How much time did we have to make Allah's zikr? Hours and hours, this chat group, that chat group, responding here, my status symbol, I'm going here, I'm going there. Kya kar rahe bhai? Main waqt ko guzar raha hu. I'm passing the time. Passing the time as if that time has no value. You're going to get it back. Frivolous, useless activities. Call is made today, the masturat, what is their cry? What is their complaint? My husband is physically there, mentally is absent. Children, same complaint. And we say this is quality of life. This is not quality of life. This is ansahum anfusahum. Allah has made you forget yourself also. Chasing behind the dunya. There's one karguzari they give. They say there was this one headmaster teaching in a school. His wife also was a teacher. So one day she's reading the composition that a child prepared and she starts crying. So husband asks her, what happened? Why are you so emotional? She says, see what this child wrote. I gave them a composition. The topic was, when I grow up, what do I want to become? When I grow up, what do I want to become? So she says, see what this child wrote. That when I grow up, I want to become a mobile phone. Why? Because every time I try to speak to my father and my mother, they are so engrossed in the phone, they got no time for me. So when I grow up, maybe I'll be a phone, then they'll have some time for me. So he said, okay, this is very sad, but why are you crying? Why are you so carried away by this? She responded and she said, the author of this article is our son. لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Our elders are saying, bhai, how difficult it is, how busy are you that you can't take out 20 or 25 minutes with your family, قال الله قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. That you can't establish the gardens of Jannat in your home. That Nuraniyat of Amal can't be brought into your home. How many years have you not made zulm and oppression on your offspring? They didn't. No masoom child asked the parents, show me shamelessness, show me zina, show me behayai. Teach me how to ignore the azan. Practically. Which child asked his parents? This is what my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهُوِدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. He said, it is the parents of my ummah that will take their children towards Yahudiyat and Nasraniyat and Majusiyat. They will destroy the natural fitrat of Allah's obedience that Allah blessed that child with. By not fulfilling the responsibility, not responsibility that the Tabligh Jamaat gave us. No, don't make a mistake. This responsibility came direct from Darbar-e-Risalat. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Every one of you is a shepherd and Allah is going to question you about your flock. That child is an amanat. This time is an amanat. This life is an amanat. Baha'u'llah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you die in such a condition that you have left enough wealth for your offspring that for the next 4 or 5 generations they don't have to earn, but you have not instilled this consciousness and this reality in the life of that child, that 2 rakat salah is more valuable than the 7 heavens and the 7 earths put together, he says in reality you have left that child bankrupt. And whatever wealth you left, they will squander it in Allah's disobedience. They won't use that wealth to give charity and sadaqah and isale sawab in your name. Ma nakhala walidun waladahu min nakhlin afdala min adabin hasan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a father or a mother cannot give any gift more valuable to his child than akhlaq and character. Tarbiyat of iman. قال الله قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The value of sunnah. This is the culture of Islam. Nevertheless, coming back, Islamic conference, there was one revert, they call new Muslim. His clothing was halfway between his knee and his ankle. So one scholar like me approached him. He told me, you know what, brother, Shariat has given allowance. You don't have to keep it so high. You can keep it till above the ankle. Ma asfal al ka'bain fin nar. Rasulullah SAW said, the section of your clothing beneath the ankle is in Jahannam. So up till just before, below, above the ankle, you've got allowance. Why don't you lower it? Why is he giving him this advice? I fear that they'll mock you. Who? Muslims will mock you. What is the response? 2 things he said. New Muslim, revert. He says, you want me to abandon sunnah because of the opinion of foolish people. Same like what Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala said. And the second thing he said, which is more relevant. The second thing he said, you people are Muslims by chance, I am a Muslim by choice. You were born proverbially with the kalima in the lap of your mother. This is why you don't know the value of this kalima. This is why you don't know the value of one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I wasn't born with Iman and Islam. Most of us, virasatan, mirasi Muslim, Musalman hai bhai. We've inherited Islam. Nothing wrong with that. Great gift of Allah. It's a great gift of Allah that we inherited Iman. The problem is not that. The problem is that we got stuck there. This drive of excellence is not there. This drive of the betterment of Iman is not there. This level of complacence has entered. So that when we compete, also we are competing in other things. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يُنَافِسْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَنَافِسُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He said, if you see someone competing with you in dunya, if you see someone competing with you, don't worry about that. بَعْدُ النَّاسِ يَتُوفُ بَيْنَ الْحَشْ وَبَعْدُ النَّاسِ يَتُوفُ بَيْنَ الْعَرْشِ. He used to say, some people are circumambulating, going around the arsh of Allah. Their goal is akhirat. And there are some people that are making tawaf and ibadat and worship of hash. In other words, the grains of sand of this dunya. Don't worry about them. Because whatever they amass of this dunya, chor dene wali jahan hai bhai, all this will get left behind. It's not coming with. What is coming with is amal. What is coming with is sunnah. What is coming with is adherence to the commands of Allah. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, clothing halfway between the knee and the ankle, enters Makkah Mukarramah as the emissary of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His own cousin, This incident is mentioned in Ma Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah, his Hayatul Sahaba. His own cousin looks at him, Osman, what is wrong with you? You are an honorable, dignified personality and you have adopted the hayat and manner. You have adopted the appearance of slaves. Because this practice of raising their clothing in their culture was associated with the lowest rung of society. Pride required that the clothing be hung low. Osman, are you going to dress like the slave? He retorts. Taunts Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Usman smiles at him and what does he say? Inna la nasna'u shay'an. He says, Hakada kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'taziru nisfa saqi. Inna la nasna'u shay'an hatta nara ashabana yaf'alu bihi wa idha ra'aynahu nattabi'u athara. He says, This appearance of my clothing is the manner that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents himself. And he says, listen to me, there is nothing that we, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do in any aspect of our life until we see what our Nabi is doing. And when we see him doing it, without question, nattabi'u athara, we follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what Allama Iqbal said, Ki Muhammad se wafatune to hum tere hai. Come unto the true wafadari. Wafadari is not lip service. Wafadari, allegiance, is when it translates into obedience, translates into action. Come unto the true wafadari of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will become yours. Ye jahan cheez hai kya loh qalam tere hai. This world is nothing. Allah will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. But the requirement, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the poet says, ta'sil ilaha wa anta tudhhiru hubbahu. Hada la amri fil qiyasi shani'u. لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. He says, you disobey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you claim to love them. This defies logic. لو كان حبك صادقا. If your love was true, if your love was true, if your claims of devotion was sincere, لأطعته, you would obey them. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. Muhabbat and love and devotion demands obedience. I digress. The debt that this ummah owes Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, we can never repay. She opened up in front of us the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the astute manner in which he describes this. Abu Bakr came, Sa'd bin Malik came, Umar came. Each one sought an audience. Each one did something and went away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacted normally. Mirtun, he had a blanket over his knees. When the knock comes now it is Osman. Aisha says, the Nabi of Allah sat up erect. Took the blanket, pulled it over his body. Commanded the members of the household, the women folk, cover yourselves, Osman has come. Then the door is open. Deals with Osman's matter and he goes away. Then Aisha says, Ya Rasulullah, others came, you didn't do this. Why is it that you did this for Osman? What happened? Why the change in demeanor and manner? What does my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Aisha, Ama tastahi, Ama astahi, Mimma tastahi minhul malaika. إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَسْتَحِي مِنْ عُثْمَانِ كَمَا تَسْتَحِي مِنْ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Aisha, should I not have haya and modesty for that personality for whom the malaika have haya and modesty? By the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Aisha, like you have haya and modesty for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the malaika have haya and modesty for Osman. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقًا إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقًا وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ. My Nabi said there is a mascot, there is a distinguishing characteristic, there is an emblem of every deen and every sharia. Without it, it is not that deen, it is not that sharia, it is not that way of life. He said وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ. He said the akhlaq and mascot and distinguishing characteristic of Islam is haya. Al-Iman wal-Haya wa-Quranau jamia. Iman and Haya are two inseparable entities. Idha rufi'a ahaduhuma rufi'a al-akhar. If the one is not there, the other can never be there. I'm digressing. The youngsters, particularly the youth of this ummah, the youth of this ummah, kan kol kar sun lena. Allah has given you a jewel. Allah has given you a jewel. If you will harness this, if you will harness this, if you will develop this jewel, not one qasams, I'm prepared to take 1,000 qasams. When you raise your hands in dua, your dua will cause the arsh of Allah to shake. Allah's malaika will be in your service. And when the time comes for you to leave this world, don't look at that black hole in the ground. Allah will fill it with more noor that will outshine the sun also. If you will harness this jewel, and what is that jewel? Lower your gaze, lower your gaze, lower your gaze. Cover yourself with the cloak of modesty. This boyfriend, girlfriend culture is a poison. So that even after nikah, this intermingling, after nikah, the door to zina is not closing. This is never the culture of Islam. I am not saying it. Man tarakaha mim makhafati abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. O kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says, lower your gaze out of the fear of Allah. And Allah says, there's no easy way to translate this, but explanation of this, Allah says, I take it upon myself that I will give you such iman in this world that when you stand on the musalla and say Allahu Akbar, in on that musalla you will be transported to Jannat. I will give you the maza and the ecstasy and the sweetness of iman in this world. The friends of Allah were crying at the time of their departure from this world, crying. What are you crying about? And when this question would be put to them, why are you crying? What was the answer they would give? I am crying over the loss of tahajjud. I am crying over the loss of tilawat of Quran. I am crying over the loss of fasting. I am crying over the loss of sajda. Why were they crying? Because that ecstasy, like Ibrahim bin Adam rahimullah used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. The people of Allah's munajat, the people that have tasted the ecstasy of iman, that have felt that sweetness of solitude with Allah in the dead of night, by the qasam of my Allah, the lazzat and ecstasy Allah gives them on the musalla is far greater than that which can be found in the dens of music and debauchery and vice of this world. لَذَّةُ الْمُنَاجَاتِ لَيْسَتْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِنَّهَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. That lazzat and ecstasy is not from this dunya. إِنَّهَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, from Jannah. أَذْهَرَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Allah gives it to certain people in this world. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ. Like the life will be lived, the death also will be accordingly. We can't have a situation, my respected brothers, it defies logic that the whole life is dunya, 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 and then we expect that in the qabr when the question is asked, مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ, we're going to say Allah, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that digital device has got music on it, you can keep pressing the play button from now till Qiyamah, Qirat is not going to come out, music is going to come out. Because that is what is there. This call might take out time, go in the path of Allah, come in the environment of deen. Like I said repeatedly, this is not some agenda. This is Ihya'ul Qalb. Nevertheless, Usman radiallahu ta'ala, manaqib upon manaqib, virtue upon virtue,
إن لكل نبي رفيق في الجنة أنت رفيقي في الجنة. Once my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, O Uthman, every Nabi has a rafiq, special, close friend in Jannah. You are my rafiq in Jannah. And yet, Sahaba say he would sit at the grave and he would cry inconsolably. Inconsolably. So someone asked him, Uthman, why do you cry like this when you sit at the grave? He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Inna al-qabra awwalu manzilin min manazil al-akhirah. He said, that is the first stage of the stages of akhirat. If this stage is easy, every stage after that will become easier. And what did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ma ra'aytu manzaran qattu afdha min adhab al-qabr. My Nabi said, I have never seen a manzar or scene more frightening, more fearsome than the scene of the azab of qabr. He said, nothing I have seen more frightening than that scene. He saw Jahannam. And he said, ma ra'aytu manzaran qattu afza'a min azab al-qabr. This ummah was given such a Qur'an, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in this Qur'an, there is one surah, 30 ayah. He said, there are 30 verses in this surah. Hiyal mani'a, hiyal munjia. He said, this surah is your defense mechanism. It is a steel wall. It is a boulder. It is najat. It is salvation. It will protect you from the azab of qabr. Such a Quran we were given. And yet, the homes of the ummah are devoid of Quran. The lives of the ummah are devoid of Quran. Our elders say, aaj Quran ek naashna pegham ban chuki. Today the Quran has become an irrelevant message. Science journals, academic studies, this has become set in stone. Mahilun musaddaq, shafi'an mushaffa. He said, such a Quran, what my ummah was given. This is your lawyer, this is your advocate, this is your defense counsel. It will argue for you. Its argument will be accepted. It will intercede for you. Its intercession will be accepted. Not here. Here also. In the qabr also. In hashar also. On the pulsirat also. And my Nabi said, it will never leave you till it enters you into Jannah. If you will keep this Quran in front of you. وَمَنْ جَعَلَهُ خَلْفَهُ. And if my ummah turns their back on this Quran, and what is the first requirement? First requirement, I digressed earlier, what is ilm? What is knowledge? Ilm and knowledge is not what that fool who lived from 1809 to 1883 said. When they took Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the equation, what was the conclusion? My great-grandfather was a monkey. One cell split into two split into four. One germ, one insect, one worm evolved and insan came into. So why are there still worms present? And how this happened? They say random selection. That itself is a paradox. Something that is random means accidental. Something that is selected requires a level of intelligence. You can't accidentally choose something. Accident is chance. Selection requires thought process. Random selection. Paradox. But set in stone. We are making sajda before them. Theory of evolution. The fact that it's a theory already tells you it's a lie. When they took Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the equation, such nonsense is espoused as ilm and knowledge. Ilm and knowledge, understand, kaan khol kar sun lena. The first requirement of ilm and knowledge, because ilm is noor, ilm is light, ilm is illumination. يَقْذِفُهُ اللَّهُ فِي قَلْبِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, al-ilm ilman, ilmun ala al-lisan wa ilmun fil ilmun ala al-lisan fadhaka hujjatullah ala ibn adam. He said there are two types of knowledge. One is the knowledge on the tongue. This is Allah's proof against ibn adam. And he said, the other, ilmun fil qalb, the heart, the knowledge of the heart, the knowledge of the heart, the knowledge of the heart, dhaka. He said, dhaka ilmun nafi', that is beneficial knowledge. Knowledge, when the noor of the heart is there. And this is what Allah cautions us in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Allah says, we have prepared for Jahannam many of the insan and jinnat. They have hearts and minds and intellects. They have understood nothing. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. What is this? Intellect, but you can't think. Eyes, but you can't see. Hearing, but you can't hear. Not physical blind. Not physical deaf. Not physically having lost your intellect. What is the Quran talking about? Where Allah says, these are like animals, no more deviated than animals. What is the essence? What is the root? Ulaika humul ghafilun. Ulaika humul ghafilun. My Allah says, this is ghaflat. What is ghaflat? Ghaflat is zulmat. Ghaflat is jahalat. Ghaflat is the opposite of knowledge. Light, darkness is the opposite of light. Ignorance is the opposite of knowledge. This is why this call, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr. This third point of tabligh, sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. The words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this? This is noor, this is light. And the first requirement, I digress, when Allah introduces the Quran, dhalikal kitab la rayba fi. This is not some scientific journal. This is not based on human experience, which is the senses of man are defective. It's not based on guesswork or conjecture. This kalam, wabil haqqi anzalna, wabil haqqi nazar, wabil haqqi anzalna, wabil haqqi nazar. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ إِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينِ لَحَقُّ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. It's impossible to translate this in a way that we can comprehend it. My Allah is saying, to doubt one nukta, one harf, one letter, one exclamation of Quran is kufr. What Allah has revealed, the scientific community of the world, the so-called intelligentsia of the world, the four sources of batil and media of the world one side, what my Allah has said when it comes into confrontation with the Quran, that is a lie and the Quran is the absolute truth. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah will destroy riba and usury. What do we say? The economy can't survive without it. How much bigger fools do we want to become? They set in place a system of usury, as a result of which they used the tool, white collar crime. They were able to rape and usurp the mass of the wealth of the masses, create a huge disproportion. 1 or 2% of the whole world controls the wealth. Majority are on the brink of poverty. Zulm and oppression on an unprecedented scale, covered up by acts of charity and advancement. And then this pagal ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told, without riba you're not going to survive. Ye lazimi natija hai bhai. This is a unavoidable consequence of an economy that is based on riba and interest, that few will become very rich and majority will be mazloom and oppressed. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah will destroy riba. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Allah will multiply sadaqah from inside. لَا رَيْبَ فِي. From inside. This is the first requirement of the devotion to the Quran, understanding of the Quran, hidayat of the Quran, closeness to the Quran. First requirement, that from inside this conviction, my Allah has spoken the truth. Akhirat is asal, not this dunya. Today, all of us, competition with what? Running behind each other for what? For this dunya. Success, honor, dignity, status, the whole classification of society today. Top class, middle class, low class has become what? Top earner, middle class is middle income. Low class is low income. The entire classification. Entire classification. And what does Allah say? Mata'un qaleel. Mata'un qaleel. This is very little. Ayyaman ma'duda. Just a few days. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أُدُّحَهَا. When they see what is in front, Allah says, when they see what is in front, this will appear to be one morning or one evening. This is Quran. Don't doubt this. What does my Allah say of akhirat? Wa. One level of emphasis. Wa. Inna. Second level of emphasis. Alif Lam Marifa. Third level of emphasis. Mudaf Mudaf Ilay. Darul Akhirah. Fourth level of emphasis. Lam again. Fifth level of emphasis. Here pronoun again. Sixth level of emphasis. Alif Lam again. Marifa. Seventh level of emphasis. Impossible to translate it. Come back. Wa inna ad daral akhirah la hiyal hayawan o ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Know and understand, life is the life of akhirat, not this dunya. Ye dunya chor dene wali jaha hai. Hum isme jeene ke liye nahi aaye, hum marne ke liye aaye. And if anyone thinks anything else, then prove it. Does the health remain? Does the wealth remain? Does the youth remain? Is not janaza upon janaza reminding you this is a transient phase, there is another life that is coming? The height of intelligence, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he looked at the ocean and what did he say? Take the trouble, go and look at that ocean. Look at that huge ocean. Wallahi, mad dunya fil akhirah illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yam falyanzur bima yarji. صادق المصدوق مبشر نذير داعي الى الله مزمل مدثر طه ياسين احمد محمد ماحي حاشر عاقب فاتح خاتم ناصر منصور شاهد مشهود رحمة للعالمين سرور كائنات محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I take an oath on my Allah, this whole dunya when compared to akhirat is like, a lot of times we translate it, droplet of water. Droplet of water is not correct, that translation. Put your finger in the ocean, lift it up, droplet of water don't remain. Wetness, this wetness is the dunya, and that entire ocean is akhirat. That entire ocean is, what is the comparison? Jahannam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the comparison? He said, "Inna ahwana ahlin nari adaban, la rajulun yudau fi akhmasi qadamehi jamratan, yagli minhuma dimaghuhu." He said, "One person in Jahannam, two coals, two pebbles of Jahannam will be placed underneath his feet. Such will be the intensity that his brains will start boiling." مَا يَرَىٰ أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا. He will think to himself that there is no one in Jahannam suffering like me. Rasulullah SAW says, وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنُهُمْ عَذَابًا. This, my ummah, is the lightest azab of Jahannam. Where's the comparison? لَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَقَلْ مِنَ الظُّفُرِ. He said, something from Jannat, aqal min al-dhufur, smaller than a fingernail. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, smaller than a fingernail. Something from Jannat, smaller than a fingernail. What's the size of a fingernail? Even the wing of a butterfly is larger than a fingernail. Blade of grass is larger than a fingernail. He said, something from Jannat, smaller than a fingernail. لو أن ما في الجنة أقل من الظفر أخرجت إلى الدنيا لتزخرفت له ما بين خواقفق السماوات والأرض. He said, this entity from Jannat, smaller than a fingernail, will cause the heavens and the earth to light up, and cause the fragrance to spread throughout the entire universe. Such a Jannat, where's the comparison? Where's the justification? This Baghdor running behind the dunya, competing with one another. Islam does not prohibit competition. No, this is human nature. Allah's Rasul changed the direction of the competition. The direction was changed. Sahaba, they feared having poverty, not material poverty. They understood what was poverty. They understood poverty is poverty of a'mal. Muflis, a bankrupt man, is a bankrupt man of a'mal, not wealth. They were afraid to be bankrupt in the qabr. They were afraid to be bankrupt in Allah's court. They were afraid to be bankrupt in Hashr. Today we are afraid of bankruptcy also, of loss of wealth. But our fear is dunya, which is temporary. One incident translates this, and on this I will terminate. قَدِمَ نَاسٌ مِّن فُقَرَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Ibn Rajab Hamali rahimahullah in his Lataif al-Ma'arif, he mentions this riwayat, mentioned in other books of hadith also. The poor, in our terminology, the lowest rung of society of Medina. And understand what was that poverty. What was that poverty? Abu Huraira described it. What was the poverty of Medina? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu described it. This is the most prolific narrator of hadith, 5,374 hadith Abu Huraira narrated. He described the poverty of Ashabu Sufa. He says that we were 80 or 90 sometimes in number. We lived on the raised platform of the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says at times we would not stand up. Why we did not stand up? Because all we had was a short cloth to cover our body. We feared that if we stand up, it wouldn't be long enough to cover our satr. That kind of poverty. That kind of poverty. They gather. قَدِمَ نَاسٌ مِّن فُقَرَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The poor of Medina gather. They form a delegation. Read the media. Today people are marching. People are demanding rights. Address the so-called disparity in social status, financial status. So they also had a complaint. They also had a demand. They also had a claim. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What it should have been, according to our understanding, we are deprived, we don't have food, we don't know where our next meal is coming from. The rich are affluent, they have beautiful homes, they have this, they have that. Today the whole world is fighting around this. The so-called disparate distribution of wealth. قَدِمَ نَاسٌ مِّن فُقَرَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The fuqara of Medina came to Rasulullah s.a.w. and they formed a delegation. They had a complaint. What was their complaint? They said, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ. They said, Ya Rasulullah, the rich ones amongst us are gone ahead. Up to this point, if you stop the rest of the, place your hand over the rest of the riwayat, what would it mean? The rich have gone ahead in their cars, in their clothing, in their homes, in their affluence, in their standard of life, in their luxury, in their ease. Allahu Akbar, the annals of history will fail to produce a like of this. This incident translates for us the mizaj and the temperament of Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What were the seeds that my Nabi planted? Allahu Akbar, they said the rich have gone ahead in a'mal of akhirah. They are able to give sadaqah, we can't give sadaqah. They are able to go for hajj and umrah, we can't. In other words, they are doing a'mal which require wealth. We don't have wealth. Ya Rasulullah, they are going ahead of us in akhirat, not dunya. They were not worried about dunya. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah says, Jannat, we have made it the homes of those who don't want the positions of dunya. Sahaba, two-thirds of the known world was enveloped in the light of Islam by the qasam of my Allah. They were not motivated by conquest. They were motivated by the establishment of hidayat, the concern and worry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, it wasn't dunya. Allah says, we kept Jannat for those who don't want the dunya. This was a complex issue that had been raised. They are gone ahead, they're earning greater reward than us. What must we do? I'm just taking a few more minutes. Another bimari, digressing. Fortunately, I digress. Another bimari today is, whenever we're faced with complex questions and we try to give an even more complex answer. Sometimes you get this so-called academics. They use all bombastic terms. The audience understands absolutely nothing. Afterwards, you ask them, how was the speech? Or how was the presentation? They say, what a fantastic presentation. What you understood? Nothing. That is not intelligence. Intelligence is to bring yourself down to the level of your audience. More intelligent than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no human being. Yet, look at the manner he brings himself right down. Digressing, there was one friend of mine, he passed away, and Allah make it fill his qabr with noor. He says, when I was a little boy, one day my teacher told me write a composition. So I took a thesaurus and I looked for all the bombastic terms and I collected in one composition. All the big, big words. So he says, when my teacher saw this, he wrote a comment, in promulgating your esoteric cogitation, or shall I say, psychological observation, I find that you excel in the usage of empty tintinnabulations and this behoves me to bash you on your proboscis. So he said, after that day I made tawbah. This is not intelligence. Confusing. Who was he speaking to? The lowest rung. Desert dwellers. Desert dwellers. They were living in the desert. They didn't have formal education. Ara'aytum. Look at this example. Ara'aytum. Lo anna. Mal ad-dunya. Wudhiya ba'duhu ala ba'd. Akana balighan as-sama. He said, oh my sahaba, tell me. If the wealth of this world had to be piled up one above the other, one above the other, one above the other, would it reach the sky? They said, no, Ya Rasulullah. All the wealth if one person has and he amasses it, he won't reach the sky. أَفَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ أَنْ شَيْءٍ. Should I not tell you about something? Its roots are on this earth, its branches are right in the heavens. They said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, after every salah, say Subhanallah. One riwayat 10 times, one riwayat 33 times. Alhamdulillah, 33 times. Allahu Akbar, 34 times. Asluhu fil ard, far'uhu fis sama. The roots of this are on the earth, the branches are in the heavens. One riwayat it comes, tudrikuna bihi man sabakakum, wa tasbikuna bihi man ba'dakum, wa la yakunu ahadun afdal. Mimma alladhi sana mithla ma sanatum. He said, if you will do this, whoever has gone ahead in other acts of neki, you will catch up with them. Whoever is with you, you will supersede them. And no one will meet Allah with greater position and status than the one who will do this. In other words, he turned the attention of this ummah towards a'mal. This was the noor of Madinah Munawwara. This was the seeds that my Nabi planted. So a Bedouin walks into the masjid. Look at the manner in which he praises Allah. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun. Like, oh my Allah, your greatness, your majesty, this term, this expression, Allahu Akbar. 95% of the ummah is away from the masjid. Why? Shibli rahimahullah used to say, lo araful nas, qadra azamatillah, ma asawhu. If the people had to come to know the extent of Allah's greatness, they would not disobey Him. Today it is on the lip, it has to enter the heart. This is that effort. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Aminu, aminu. Allah says, oh people of iman, bring iman. Sahaba say, ta'allamna al-iman. We learned iman. Iman has to be learned through qurbani, through sacrifice. Through the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the fikr of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what this call is, my respected brothers. Take out some time, not to increase any numbers of any organization. All this is to turn the clock back 14 centuries to teach you and I what is the ghulami of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was Madina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So for this, my respected brothers, very, very quickly, let us stand and make niyat, inshallah. Who is ready? Four months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected.
My name is Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed. Ah MashaAllah, stand up quickly, inshallah. Make me here. Come, my brother. MashaAllah, quickly, inshallah. Allah reward the brothers. Quickly, inshallah. MashaAllah. No, you're right. I don't know the name. MashaAllah, right, Pansa. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala reward the brothers. You said so nicely. Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. You took benefit. MashaAllah. Stand quickly, inshallah, my beloved brothers. Make the niyat. Our young brothers, elderly people. It's akhirat. We all going, my beloved brothers. MashaAllah. Keep on standing. Come, especially our youngsters. Allahu Akbar will be the change to so many youngsters. Change to these countries. Bring goodness and happiness to every home, hut, wife, child, father, mother. Allahu Akbar, country and the world at large. And more than that in akhirat. MashaAllah. Keep on standing. Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Look at MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. Look at this beautiful gathering. MashaAllah. Our youngsters sit with so much attention for such a long time. Allah kabul farma. Why you drop the price so quickly, man, Yunus bhai? Allahu Akbar. Huh? Come, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. 4 months. 4 months first, inshallah. MashaAllah. Come, brothers. Allah accept Haji Sahab. 4 months, inshallah. Allah be pleased. MashaAllah. 4 months, our old friend is. Huh? MashaAllah. Allah kabul farmali. Allah kabul farmali. Our beautiful youngsters, one of you make a start. Inshallah, you'll see the best man. Come, MashaAllah. Come, inshallah. There's so many. Allah, look at our elderly father day, inshallah. Allah be pleased. MashaAllah. Allah reward the majma for sitting so attentively. Just a few more minutes. Brothers, you can't go and sleep so early. Huh? Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah accept. Allah be pleased. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Yasin, you're not making intention, Yasin. You stood? Or are you waiting to stand? Stand, inshallah. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah. Nobody should sit, my beloved brothers. Wallah, for dunya, what did we do to come? That's our akhirat, my beloved. Huh? Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Stand. Allah kabul farmale. MashaAllah. Allah accept. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Our brothers, Allahu Akbar, this will only be understood when we move, my beloved brothers. Then Allah will put it in our heart, the reality of this, my beloved. Otherwise, our life will be going like Maulana says. Huh? For something that we don't know that's going to benefit us, instead definitely going to harm us, my beloved brothers. Huh? MashaAllah, stand, MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah accept, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Lowering our price, anyway, we'll accept, inshallah. Beggars can't be choosers. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala kabul farmale. MashaAllah. Allah accept. I'm sure every one of us got an intention, MashaAllah. Brothers, make this niyat, inshallah. Brothers, somebody asked Ali radiallahu anhu, how much in your hands? How much in the hands of Allah? He said, lift your one leg. The man was standing. He said, now the other. He said, I can't. So at least what we can do, the local work, my beloved brothers, I'm sure every one of us can take out time daily. A little while to can meet our neighbors, the people around the masjid. My beloved brothers, like Maulana this morning, how many Muslims staying here? The maximum for each salah, how many people coming? How many people sick, nobody is visiting? How many old, nobody is visiting? Go to one and speak about Allah, speak about Qabr, speak about Akhirah. Every home needs this. So each one of us who are here, make intention to give every day some time, my beloved brothers, to go and meet the Muslims. The reward, imagine Malaika make dua. Oh Allah, make his walking be blessed. May he be blessed. And for every person he meets, grant him an abode in Jannat. Imagine, my beloved brothers, just to meet one sick person, 70,000 Malaikas make dua of forgiveness. And if a person dies on that day, he's a martyr. Allahu Akbar. Look at the word, the mercy of Allah, my beloved. So each one of us, inshallah, make niyat, will give daily time. At least some mulaqat, some Muslim be met, but only for the pleasure of Allah. Inshallah, all make niyat, inshallah. Also, my beloved brothers, in a month, Allah, 27 days we are busy. Take out 3 days, 1 weekend, for Allah's pleasure. Go to an area, inshallah, slowly a masjid gets formed there. Musalla gets formed. Maktab gets formed. Deen comes alive. Goodness comes in the area. My beloved brothers, what Allah will give us in akhirah? One town will be behind us. And our own benefit, how much of deen we'll learn. How many halkas of ta'aleen we'll be in. So inshallah, all of us make near for this, inshallah. Last thing, like Maulana said, my beloved brothers, last thing, just one more thing. Please, my beloved brothers, bear us manam, every one of us. Let us make a niyat to get the fadail kitabs or the books in our home. And do not deprive our homes from this talim.
and eventually make an effort that in every home of our locality, let there be not one home. My beloved brothers, every home is on fire. Bring the ta'aleem of Fazail. Allah Pak will replace it with goodness and peace. Inshallah. All of us will try that, inshallah. Allah reward the brothers. Very important. Mashallah, my youngsters, at least 10 days this holidays, December holidays. December holidays, look, from every masjid, youngsters, Allah shukar. Just make niyat, inshallah. 10 days, inshallah, not too much. Come, make niyat. All those boys, inshallah, make a niyat, inshallah. Come, bro. The smiles on your faces. Just lift your hand, nothing else, inshallah. Allah reward you all. Allah reward you all. Some other beautiful youngsters, even those that are behind. Mashallah, mashallah. You also. Allah ta'ala accept, inshallah. Allah reward you.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, everybody. Inshallah, what we will do, we'll have a short dua, inshallah, and we'll have the adhan, and we'll have 5 minutes in between, inshallah, for anybody who needs to go and make wudu, and then, inshallah, we'll start the salat after that.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu, fasalli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammadin kama anta ahlu. وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحانك ما أحلمك سبحانك ما أجودك سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك سبحانك ما عرفناك حق معرفتك كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك بها شكرنا كم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقل لك بها صبرنا يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحرمنا ويا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا يا ذا النعماء التي لا تحصى أبدا يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك فأنت أرحم الراحمين فأنت أجود الأجودين فأنت خير الغافرين إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي ويا عزيز اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة Love.